Okay, we're on Nun Dalet Amud Beis. Today's Daf Nun Hey. And yesterday we started to discuss, the Mishnah had discussed the minhag of not working on doing malacha on Tisha B'Av. We noted the minhag of this minhag is not based on any type of isser related to any other isser on any other day of the year, but this isser has to do with Hesach Hadas. As the Rashi of the Rif had said, we don't want to be Mesach Das from the Churban. We're supposed to be thinking about the Churban of Bayis on Tisha B'Av, and that's why there was this minhag not even to do malacha. That's why one, if possible, we'll talk a little bit more about it in a minute, if possible, one should try not to have to go to work on a Tisha B'Av, even especially after Chatzos, sometimes not just an early kinos, but to stay home as much as possible on Tisha B'Av. So continues the Gemara. So the last thing we just discussed was, the last halacha was, does the Bein Hashmashos of Tisha B'Av, is that usher like Yom Kippur? Is that usher like fast days that start the night before? Or is Bein Hashmashos Mutter? That's what the Gemara was discussing. So I think we're on the first wide line. Meisvei. Ein Bein Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur Melech Shesvesveiko Usher Vesvesveiko Mutter. There is no difference between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, except that this Safek is Asur, Yom Kippur Safek is Asur, and Tisha B'Av Safek is Mutter. Again, obviously, Tisha B'Av is Darabana and Yom Kippur is Daraisa. The Gemara acknowledges that difference. But at least in their own world, the difference is Sveiko Asur and Sveiko Mutter. So, my Sveiko Mutter, what does it mean Sveiko Mutter? La Bein Hashmashos Shelo. Isn't that a reference to its Bein Hashmashos? And therefore, this would be a Raya, Bein Hashmashos of Tisha B'Av is Mutter, meaning there is no Tosefes Tisha B'Av, which would be a raya against the opinions that earlier it said Aser. Amar Rav Shishav, Reidu Avidi Lo, Lekviyat Yarcha, is what we referred to yesterday in the Gemara. No, really, Safik has nothing to do with Tisha B'Av, it has to do with Kviyat Yarcha. If you're not sure about the days, you do not have to hold 2 days of Tisha B'Av, because it is Drabanan, and you don't have to be Machmer on its Safik. Masha Eichan on Yom Kippur, if you really had a Safik about Yom Kippur, you would have to be Machmer. Again, in the in World War II, they talk about how some of some of the yeshivas that were in Japan that weren't sure, so some of them held 2 days of Yom Kippur because they really weren't sure about the dateline issue. That's where the Chazon Ish sent a letter there that you have to hold like me. So a whole lot, but that was why it came up, because Yom Kippur one has to be mach. Fourth line, period. Halachot varm zev is a shavin, but other than this, then everything else regarding every other halacha, Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, are equal. Misai le Rabbi Elazar, let's say this is a raya to Rabbi Elazar. Dam Rabbi Elazar, asur lo adam she yoshit etzba'o b'mayim b'tisha B'Av, kederach she asur lo hoshit etzba'o b'yom kippurim, what is allowed to stick their finger into water on Tisha B'Av, like what is allowed to stick their finger into water on Yom Kippur. It's not an isra of rechitzas kol gufo, it's isra of rechitza, period. You can wash at all on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. That is what Rabbi Elazar says. Meisvei ein bein Tisha B'Av l'tainas tzibur el shezeh aser ba'asiyas malacha v'zeh mutter ba'asiyas malacha b'makam shenagu. We have a brisa that says that the only difference between Tisha B'Av and a tainas tzibur, which again, a tainas tzibur means those fast days that they used to enact because it didn't rain, because of drought. The only difference between Tisha B'Av and tainas tzibur is that tainas tzibur has an iser malacha and Tisha B'Av has a Heter Malacha b'makom shenagu, in a place where they had a minog to be matir halachol devarim zev zeh shavin. But besides that, besides this this one din in the brisa is mashma that they're totally equal. That the only difference is malacha. But besides that, everything would be equal. And we know the continuation of the question ve'ilu gabi tainet sibur tanya. And we know about a fast day the following kisha amru aser brachitza lo amru ela kal gufo al panav yad v'ragel v'lo. And the halacha by Tainus Sibur is only Rechitzas Kol Guf is Usur, but not washing your hands, feet, and face. So this is Akasha. Rabbi Elazar just said before that Tisha B'Av, what's the halacha? You're not allowed to even stick your finger into water. Masha Enkin, over here, we pass in Lechora, we'll get to that in a second, you can't even stick your finger into water. And over here it says, you're allowed to stick your finger into water. If Tisha B'Av is like a fast day, like a Tainus Sibur, the halacha is part of the other Varaglav is Mutter. Only Rechitzas Kol Guf is Usur. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Papa, Tana Kule Kule Katani. When the Braisa says Ein Bein, it does not mean an all-inclusive law, an all-inclusive principle. It means that the first day listed compared to the second day has no more kulas than the second day, except for the following. The only kula that Tisha B'Av has more than Tainus Sibur is Heter Malacha. But there are chumras that Tisha B'Av has, and this is one of the chumras. It has more stringencies regarding rechitza. But the don't be medayik from that brisa from the Ein Bein, because there are other differences between the two days other than that one that is listed in the brisa. That's kule katani. It only lists how it is more mako and not how it is more machmer. Again, l'alacha l'maisa, we paskin any rechitzas. Rechitza shel tanug on Tisha B'Av is usur. If your hands get muddy, you have to wash your hands. Your hands are dirty in the bathroom, then you're allowed to wash your hands. That's not a rechitza shel tanug. That's a rechitza she'ena shel tanug, not for enjoyment. But any rechitza shel tanug, any tiny amount of rechitza shel tanug, is usur on Tisha B'Av. Period. Says the Gemara of Chol Makom Tamid Chachamim, the end of the Mishnah yesterday. The Mishnah had said that though there's a minhag to do malacha or to do malacha, in all places, Tamid Chachamim should be batel. Tamid Chachamim should take it upon themselves to mourn the korban. Even in a place where the minhag is to do malacha, a Tamid Chacham should sit and not do malacha, to be able to think about the korban. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, La'olam Yasa Adam Atzma Katamid Chacham. A person should make himself like a Tamid Chacham, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says. So, meaning, you don't have to be worried, Rashi explained, you don't have to be worried about Yura. You don't have to be worried that people are going to look at you and say, hey, you know, he's being too observant. So says the Gemara, Lameimra, is this to teach me? The Rav Shiva Gamliel Savar lo chashin al Yura. The Rabbanan Savar chashin al Yura. Is this to teach me? Rav Shiva Gamliel is the one here that's not worried about Yura. Don't worry, don't do work. You don't have to be worried. It's not Mexic Yura. Well, the Rabbanan were mashma. According to the Rabbanan, they don't say this. They say, Tamil Chachamim Betalim. But the average Jew should not be Batel. Why? Because it sounds like they are worried about Yura. It says the Gemara, but in Mesechas Brachos, we learn the opposite in Mesechas Brachos. Ditzan, when the Mishnah there discusses saying Kriya Shema on the first night of one's wedding, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah over there, Chas and Ras, Yirsa Likros Kriya Shema, Balayla Risha Kore. The Tanakhama there says, give me a Brachos, Tahati. If a chassan, if he wants to be korei kriya shema on the first night, korei, he could say it. Meaning the Tanakhama says, even though there's an issue whether you're going to have kavana or not, say the chachamim there, if you want to be korei the first night, korei. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, lo kol arotza litol es Hashem yitol. Thank you. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel said, no, not everybody who wants to take the name, what's the shame? Rashi quotes the keser, the crown of priestess and yiras chait. Not everybody wants to do that. Can Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, you can't do that. In other words, here the Tanakhama is not worried about Yuhara, because he says, if you want to read it, okay, people are going to look at you. People are going to say, how can you say Sheikh Rishma? He doesn't have Kavana. You don't have to be worried about Yuhara. Rav Shimon Gabliel, Lokal Rotzalitol Sashevitol. No, Rav Shimon Gabliel says, you do have to be worried. Stira, over here, Rav Shimon Gabliel is not worried about Yuhara, and the Tanakhama is. Over there, the Tanakhama is not worried about Yuhara, and Rav Shimon Gabliel is Stira. So Rabbi Yochanan, Mukhlef is Ashita. Yochanan says, okay, switch one of the Shitas. Rashi explains, one of them is wrong, and therefore, you have to switch one of them. And Rav Shishi Breder Avidi, Amar Lo Tevach, you don't have to switch, and we're going to be Mechalik in a moment, how you could say, how you could answer, how each case, each context, is different than the other. A thought that we mentioned, I think, 2 days ago, but I saw some of the parsha mention it here, related to the concept of Mechzi Kiyura. Mechzi Kiyura, the pashta, sometimes it says Chayshinan Liyura, sometimes it says Mechzi Kiyura. But either way, so some of the Mepharshim say maybe there are two kinds of Yura that we have to be worried about. The first and the more obvious one, and the more pashtus, is Mechzik Yura to others. That if other people see that you are doing something which is inappropriate for your own level of Ruchnius, so then they will think in a way that is inappropriate about Torah and about Hashem, and therefore to be somewhat of a Chil Hashem, therefore you can't do it. But the thought that we mentioned a couple of days ago was the second idea within Mechzik Yura, and that is for oneself. It's Mechzik Yura if I am not on the level of such a halacha. We mentioned this when we discussed the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Kuf Hei. I just wanted to give you the Mar Makam if you wanted to look it up. Rav Sternbach in Tam Vadas in Parshas Yisro on Pasuk Perak Yutes Pasuk Vav, where he talks about there that the Gemara in Chulin that we mentioned, that Mar Ukva would wait only 6 hours, and he says, I'm like vinegar compared to my father who was like wine. My father waited 24 hours between meat and milk, and I only waited 6 hours. So he asked Rav Sternbach, why couldn't he wait 24 hours? What, he was such, he wanted the ice cream so much? So says Rav Sternbach, L'chor Tzorach Yin, why didn't he wait? Umuchach shem hirgish ba'atzmo she'eino roi lahachmer al atzmo kein ein bazafilo midas chasidus lehes chasid yosem mimadregasa ha'atzmis ve'ein shum toelos bazeh. And therefore, that's a form of mechzik yorah. It's yorah for yourself, not just yorah for others. So that is what he quotes here, that we always have to realize what level of precious we are on. And again, we have to try to, you know, extra stringencies. If we think they're appropriate, we should take upon ourselves if we think it's appropriate for us. But that is just a second idea in mechzi kiyuhara. So the Gemara had said, so it's a stira. Are we choshish for yora or not? So the Gemara here had said that Rav Shugam Liel is not choshish for yora, and the Tanakama is. While in Maseches Brachos, the Tanakama is not worried about yora, and Rav Shugam Liel is not. Just one thought that, based on what Rashi says here. Rashi quotes what we had in Maseches Brachos. Rav Shugam Liel says, Lo kol harotzen litol as hashem yitol. Whoever wants to take the shame, the crown, cannot take it. So Rashi here quotes, Litol oz Hashem, Keser precious v'yir aschet, fourth skinny line, She'eno yachol levatel heimenu malchus shamayim afilu kol laila achas. A person can't say, I don't want to be mevatel mimeni malchus shamayim even for one night. A person can't say that. Lo kol arotzen litol oz Hashem. Rashi is alluding to the Mishnah over there, where Rabbi Gamliel, he says Kriya Shema the first night, and his Talmidim say, Rabbi, how can you say Kriya Shema the first night after your wedding? So what does the Gemara there say? That Rabbi Gamliel answers. Let me just find it here. Amar Amar Talmidav Loli Matan Rabbeinu Shurchas and Padim Kriya Shema Lailah Harishon. So Amar Lahem, Eini Shomea Lachem Levatel Mimeni Malchus Shamayim Afilo Shah Achas. I'm not going to listen to you to be Mevatel for me Kriya Shema Malchus Shamayim even Shah Achas. That's what Rashi is referring to here, that a regular person can't say that. Just to review, it was a while ago, we said there that the Kahati here quotes a thought from Rav Unterman. Rav Unterman says, he says, what does it mean, the Lashon of Eini Yochel Levatel Mimeni Afilu Shah Achas? He says, because usually we are not in the state of Kabbalah Somach HaShemayim. When we say Kriya Shema, all of us, we have to get into the state. We have to say Kriya Shema, be Makabal Somach HaShemayim. We have to actively do something. Rabbi Gamliel was the Abba. Rabbi Gamliel was naturally his what he always was Kabbalah Somach HaShemayim. So if you tell him not to say Kriya Shema, so then that's going to be something that he has to do. That's going to be a bitl of Kabbalah Somach HaShemayim. So that was the fact Rabbi Gamliel said, you can't be mevatel from me. Okay, a regular person, they have to go up in order to get into the state. So they don't have to say Kriya Shema. But I'm always in that state. Kabbalah Somach HaShemayim, therefore, in yachol levatel mimen. You can't be mevatel. So that's what Rashi here is alluding to. Why the Chachamim? Why is Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel there choshesh liyora? Because he's saying the average person is not on that level, and therefore they can't take it upon themselves. That's the Kahati over there in Parak Bey's Mishnah Hey, quoting from Rav Unterman, quoting from B'shem Rav Unterman, B'shem Rav Chaim Balash. Okay. So we're still stuck with the kasha. So are you choshesh liyora or not? So the first answer the Gemara said was switch the shitos. But the Gemara says another answer. Rav Shishi b'Rei d'Ravidi, Amar lo tefach, don't switch the answers. D'Rabbanan ad-Rabbanan lo kasha. Each one is not a problem. The Rabbanan is not a problem. The Rabbanan who here are not worried, who here are worried, and over there are not worried. Why? Hacha over here, kiva de lakuli alma avdi malacha. Since everybody else is doing malacha here today on Tisha B'Av. Ve'ihu lo avid mechziki yura. So therefore that's going to look like yura, because everybody goes to work, and you're sitting home. So that's going to look like yura. Aval hasam, kiva de kuli alma kari. Ve'ihu nami kari, lo mechziki yura. But over there, everybody in the world says Kriya Shema tonight. So he's saying Kriya Shema. So you're not going to be, that's not Mechzik Yorah. Okay, he's the Chassan. But he's still doing what everybody else does. So therefore, it's only Mechzik Yorah if the Maisa is different than everybody else in the world. That is the Shita of the Rabbanan for the Chilak. The Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Lokasha. Also, regarding Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, is that a Kasha? Hasam who, over there, why is it a problem? Hasam who, to be in a Kavana, v'anan sadi de lo mati kivune daite, Mechzik Yorah. Over there, you need kavana for a Kabbalah Somach HaShemayim. You need kavana for Kriya Shema. So you're having, it's not just a Maisa. If it's not just a Maisa, therefore people are going to say, what are you doing? Or the other way. You can't have kavana that way. That's why it's Mechzik Yorah. Because we know it's impossible to have such kavana. But over here, by Balacha and Tisha B'Av, lo mechzik yura, you don't have to be worried. Why? Everybody else is doing work and you're not? Don't worry about it. Amri Malachi de Lesley, right? He doesn't have Malacha. Put Kazi Kama Batlani Yika Beshuka. What we had earlier. Look, there are a lot of Batlanim, but a lot of unemployed. There are a lot of people who take off a day from work. So therefore, it's not mechzik yura. Only over there, where there's an issue of Kavana. And you can't have Kavana. Masha'en Kain, over here, there would not be a problem. Remember, Tos was there already. He said that Bizman Azeh, we don't hold of this because we don't have Kavana anyway. So that is why we do say Kriya Shema, even then, every night. So this is why it is not a problem. 2 points on this last line. Do we paskin this way? The Gemara just brought Kama Batlani Ike Beshuka as the svar for Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, you're not choshish liyura here. If you look in the Rambam, in the Pirush Mishnayos here, the Rambam says, ein halacha ker Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Meaning, if you're in a place that does do malacha, so you can't make yourself into a Talmud Chacham. You have to do malacha. You have to do malacha with them. The problem that Rashash asks is that earlier we had the same svara for another sheet that we do paskin like. Earlier we had a svara that if you go from a makam shenohagu shelo lasos malacha on Erev Pesach to a makam shenohagu lasos malacha, so says the Gemara, you don't have to do work. Why? Because it's not a violation of not being like the tzibur. Because kama batlani kibeshuka, people just say you don't have work to do. They won't say, "Hey, he's being parishman at tzibur because he's not doing work." They'll say, "No, he doesn't have work to do." And we paskin like that, Chita. So ask the Rishash, why over there do we paskin like the svara of kama batlani kibeshuka, and over here we don't paskin like that svara? So he suggests that maybe the difference is because over here, the question is, what is the Shuras Hadin? What should be happening? Over here, really, he should be doing Malacha. Right? Everybody else is doing Malacha. So, to override that Shuras Hadin, to override what everybody else is doing with the Svara, that the Rambam says we don't do. You're not going to override everybody's doing Malacha, so you should be doing Malacha, so to override that, we're not going to say the Svara is so powerful. Mashenki says to Rishash earlier, you came from a Makom Shenogu Shelo Lasos to a Makom Shenogu Lasos. So really, you shouldn't. You shouldn't be doing Malacha because you come from a Makom Shelo Nagu. What's the only reason we're going to make you do Malacha? Mipnei Machlokas. That's the only reason we're going to make you do Malacha. So to prevent Mipnei Machlokas, that could be overridden by this Svara. Kama Batlani Kibeshuka. That Svara is exactly counter, and that neutralizes the issue of Machlokas. There's the issue of Machlokas, so we'll say, no, it's no Machlokas, because people can think this. But to override that everybody else is doing work, the Shuras Hadin, says the Rishash, we wouldn't say that. Halacha L'maaseh, though, we don't pass in like this Rambam. Halacha L'maaseh, we do say that we should try not. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this. It's in Mitav Kuf Nun Dalet, in Hilchas Tishba. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, Ubechol Makal Tabidi Chachamim V'Teilim, V'chol Harotze Lassos Asbo Tabal Chacham Len Yezeh Oseb. That's what we paskin, and therefore one should really try on Tisha B'Av to sit and to think about what the day as much as one is possible. You know, Baruch Hashem, in our day and age, over the last number of years, more and more shuls and neighborhoods have Tisha B'Av programs with shiurim, with kinos, which is how it's supposed to be. It is not supposed to be a regular day. Again, last year it was on a Sunday, so it was easier. But even if one is on a weekday, it's on a weekday. You know, it says we make it our business to take off work for vacations. So we got to take off work for certain times. So really, Tisha B'Av should not be a day like the others. The Chaya Adam writes in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Roy l'chol yorei shamayim l'hachmer al atzmo shlolasus malacha kol hayom kedei shlo yasiach daitam yavelos, even after Chatzos. Right, the only thing that changes after Chatzos is sitting. The Chay Noagim lesser masu matan kol of Chatzos. Mekobachem l'yipshach v'asokav kedei shlo yasiach daitam yavelos. Right, it's supposed to be something that you think about the yavelos, not supposed to be osek in your other matters on Tisha B'Av. That is point number one regarding this last line. Next, another point which is brought up, and that is the issue of tefillin on Chol HaMoed. One of the posting quotes this line. In what context? Tefillin on Chol HaMoed is a major issue. Yeah, we're not going to get into it so much right now. Just quickly, Siman Lamed Aleph and Shulchan Aruch, Machlokas B'Chaber and the Rama. What is unclear is whether there is any Gemara that discusses Chol HaMoed. The Rishonim don't really point to any specific Gemara that says whether you should wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed or not. Shabbos and Yom Tov, you don't wear tefillin because they're osos. And we know they always, if tefillin is an os, so then Shabbos and Yom Tov already are an os, so we don't wear an os on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because you always need two osos on. Tefillin, meal, and Shabbos are the three mitzvahs of osos, and therefore says the Shulchan Aruch, because Shabbos and Yom Tov are already an os, we don't wear tefillin, which is a different os. But what about Chol HaMoed? Is Chol HaMoed an os? So that is unclear. There are achronim. Reb Chaim has one Gemara, and the Binyan Siyan has another Gemara. There are other Gemaras that I think we've learned in Maseches Erevin, when it came up in Maseches Erevin. But says the Shulchan Aruch that a Chol HaMoed is usher to wear tefillin, because Chol HaMoed is also a nos. The Rama says, Geish HaOmerim, Chol HaMoed Chayiv Tefillin, Chayiv, quoting the Rush. And says the Rama, that's the minog, to wear tefillin without making a bracha. So that's a major issue, whether tefillin on Chol HaMoed or not, different minhagim, Eretz Yisrael, outside of Eretz Yisrael, etc. The related issue, though, is what if you have one shul where there's minhagim to do both wear tefillin and not wear tefillin? Is that appropriate? If you look in the Rama in Hilcha Sfiras HaOmer, the Rama writes you shouldn't have one town where half the town holds of one sfira and half the town holds of the other sfira, because of Moses go to do. You shouldn't have agudos. You shouldn't have different sects in Judaism. Again, that's the Rama. We don't. That's not the minhag today, but that's what the Rama says. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah here in Hilchos Tefillin, he quotes Od Kasvo Achronim De Ein Nachon Shebeis Hakneses Achas Ksasam Yenichu Tefillin Uksasam Lo Yenichu Mishum Moses Go To Do. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's inappropriate, and that's why there are one or two shuls in the world that are makbid on this. Generally, we are not makbid. Right? The Rav Sternbach has a tshuva. Many, the Stechemet has a big discussion that because nowadays everybody knows that there are two different minhagim. When you see somebody else following the other minhag, you don't think he's doing something wrong or against what you think the halacha is. You know. Why is he wearing tefillin? Because his father wore tefillin and his grandfather wore tefillin. Because everybody knows that each other's minhag is not a violation of Moses Go To Do. But what of the achronim, the Eishel Avram, in Tafsad Gimel, in Sfiras HaOmer, in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, so Eishel Avram says that if you're in a place where they are wearing tefillin and you're not wearing tefillin, don't worry about it. That's how this relates. Why? Because people can think of many other reasons. Why aren't you wearing tefillin? You davened already, you have a stomach virus, right? For various other reasons, many reasons why you're not be wearing tefillin. So therefore, he says, based on this svari, quotes our Gemara, kama batlani ika b'shukas, therefore it wouldn't be a problem. That's the minhag Yisrael, generally not to be medaktik, unless you're in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, where nobody wears tefillin, so then it could be a serious issue of losses go to do. But that really is a minhag amakom, even if one wears tefillin here, generally the poskim say not to wear tefillin, but farhesya, there. Okay, next Mishnah. V'chachamim omrim, b'Yehuda haya osin malacha bari psachim ad chatzos, u'begalo haya osin kalikar. Getting back to the first mission in the parak. We spoke about various minhagim up until now. The Chachamim say, in Yehuda, they did malach on Erev Pesach, until Chatzos, and in Galil, they didn't do any malach. Aloy Osen kol Iker. So an interesting vart from Reuven Margolius. He quotes, what Mishnah starts off with a Vav? V'chachamim Omrim. You know, usually V'chachamim Omrim sounds like the second line of the Mishnah. So where does the V'chachamim Omrim, where does that come in? And second of all, that's first Kasha. Second of all, if you look earlier, the Gemara that we did quoted, Reb Shimon Gamliel in our Mishnah is not worried about Yora. The Chachamim are worried about Yora. The Chachamim never said anything about Yora in the previous Mishnah. So we're being mashma from the previous Mishnah that Reb Shimon Gamliel, they must argue on Reb Shimon Gamliel. Those are the two kashas that he says. Number one, what's the v'chacham omrim? Number two, how can our Gemara up above be medaktik v'rabban and sabich hashin liyore if there's no sheet of v'chachamim in the previous Mishnah? See, he says that he heard v'shamati ligros. He says v'shamati ligros b'sova Mishnah hakodemes achar dibri v'shin gamliel. The last Mishnah ended off la'olam yasa adam asma katam v'chacham. So he thinks that the last two words of our Mishnah should be there, and it should be the Chachamim Osrim. Meaning they say you're not allowed to do this. These two words should be in the previous Mishnah. So then you have a Shita that answers both kashas. You have a Shita that says the Chachamim are worried about Yora, and you have a Shita, this Chachamim is out of there, and this Mishnah starts off, B'Yehuda Haya Osim Lacha, fits in beautifully, fits in fine. So he feels, he heard that these two words should be at the end of the previous Mishnah. Either way, that would answer the two questions. It's the same order, but that's what he says. Do for different Minhagim. Halayla. What about malacha the night before Erev Pesach? B'shamay osur n'beisilu matir n'meneitzachama. B'shamay asers, even there. And b'silu matirs, no, up until the morning. Says the Gemara, meikana tarim matan minhagim, b'saftan isura. The Gemara's Mishnah started off talking about minhagim. A minute to do work and not to do work. And then it got into isser. Where's the isser? So Rashi quotes the language of b'shamay, osrin. Right, so that's Jesus Rashi. The Marsha and Tosfos also a little bit says, what do you mean Bishamay Osrin? Maybe your Bishamay is only within the minog of not doing work, the Asa even the night before. So he doesn't think that the word Osrin is what tips you off. He thinks just that there wouldn't be a machlokas about that. Wouldn't be a machlokas about a minog. But the minhag is people do whatever they do. The fact that there's a machlokas, Rabbi Yisrael, Osrin, Matirin, that sounds like we've switched to the world of din and not to the world of minhag. So either you have Rashi who says it's based on the word Osrin, or the Marsha who says it's based on the fact that there is a machlokas. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, how can it switch? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lokasha, no problem. Har Rabbi Meir, Har Rabbi Yehuda. It's a machlokas tanoim, whether it's minhag or din. Titania, as the Brisa says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Bi Yehuda, Ayosam Malacha Barvi Psachim Al Chatzos, Ubagala in Osen Kal Iker. In Yehuda, they used to do Malacha until Chatzos, and in Galil, they didn't. Amar Lo Rabbi Meir. Ma Rai Yehuda V'Galil Lakan. Rabbi Meir says, why are you bringing in these examples? What do they have to do with any other place in the world? There was the minhag in that place, so it's whatever minhag is. What does that have to do with any other place? Elabakim Shagul Lassos Malacha Osin. Malakim Shagul Shalol Lassos Ein Osin. That's the conversation in the Brisa. Says the Gemara, Mitzakamar Rabbi Meir Minhaga, from the fact that Rabbi Meir quotes this line about Malkim Shenagu, Michlad Rabbi Yehuda Yisur Kamar. So Masi Rabbi Yehuda says it's Mishum Isser, why? Because what else are they arguing about? Rabbi Yehuda agrees. He quotes these two Makomos, and Yehuda and Galil, and Rabbi Meir says, hey, it goes on by Minhag. So what must Rabbi Yehuda be holding? So it must be he's holding that it's Isser, and it's not just Minhag. That's the Diyak that the Gemara has. Period. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold that the 14th is mutter in doing malacha? And therefore, he only said that in Yehuda. If you look at Rabbi Yosef Engel here, he quotes from other Gemaras that Rabbi Yehuda was from Yehuda. And therefore, did he say that Rabbi Yehuda is mutter ba'asiyas malacha? So is that true? V'hatanya. But we have a braisa that seems to say that Rabbi Yehuda says it's not mutter. It's also to do malacha on Erev Pesach. The Tanya, Rabbi Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hamanachish Bishloser Asar. Let's say somebody is weeding their garden on the 13th day of Nisan, right? It's the day before Erev Pesach. Hamanachish Bishloser Asar, V'ne'ekra V'yado. And by mistake, as you're weeding your garden, a plant that you didn't want to take out. Weeding means you're taking out the bad stuff. But let's say, by mistake, a good growth came out. So you didn't want to take it out. So says Rabbi Yehuda, shos labavakam atit ve'ein shos labavakam agrid. So you can put it back into the ground, but make sure you put it back into the ground in a very moist area and not in a dry area. Why? Rashi here explains that you want this plant to take root before the 16th day of Nisan. Because on the 16th day of Nisan in the morning, that's the Karban Omer is brought. The Karban Omer is brought in order for something to be mutter, as we've said. That's when chadash is matired. Chadash is only matired if it has taken root by the time you bring the Karban Omer. If it hasn't taken root yet, you gotta wait till next year Pesach. So what's a way that you rip this plant out? How can you get it back in and make sure it takes root by the time you bring the Karban Omer? So you have to put it in a very moist spot. So therefore, it'll take root by the time the Karban Omer is brought. Says the Gemara, Bishlosha Asar in Barbasar Lo. So the case that he says is this is only good, only works on the 13th day of Nisan, but it wouldn't work on the 14th. Why? Michdi, let's see. Shamina le Rabbi Yehuda, we know that Rabbi Yehuda says to Amar, Kol Harkava She'inu Koletes L'Shosh Yavim She'inu Koletes. It takes within 3 days for plants to take root. After 3 days, it's not gonna take root, or maybe it'll take root later. Tosfos explains, but either way, it takes 3 days to take root. So, says Tosfos, says the Gemara, over here, you want 3 days in order for it to have take root. So what does Rabbi Yehuda say? You did it on the 13th. Says the Gemara, if you were allowed to do work even on the 14th, if Rabbi Yehuda even allowed on the 14th, he has another option. If you would say that even the 14th, on Erev Pesach, you're allowed to do work, so why did you come up with a case of the weeding and the planting on the 13th? Even on the 14th, you already have 3 days, even if you start on the Erev Pesach. You have the 14th day, part of the 14th day, and the 15th day, the first day of Pesach, and on the 16th day, right? The Karban Omer is brought, not the first second of the day, right? The post can say this is not talking about Bizman Hazeh, because Bizman Hazeh, the first second of the day, you know, we say the day is Matir, not the carbon. So then you don't have any part of the 16th. But in the days of the carbon, Omer, so it's brought a couple, by Chatzos it's brought, the Mishnah Sukkah says. So by Chatzos, but by the first couple hours, that counts as a day. So therefore you'd have 3 days for it to take root. So Haraya, it must be there, Yehuda holds that there is an Issur Malacha on Erev Pesach. So how can he say before that it's Mutter? That's the Kasha. It's an amazing application, just Derech Aga, parenthetically, that we're using the principle of Mixas Hayom Kekulo, not just for a halachic issue, but for a physical issue. It's talking about 3 days of taking root. So the Gemara is using the principle of Mixas Hayom Kekulo. It needs 3 days to take root. So here you have a little bit of the 14th day, you have the whole 15th, and the morning of the 16th. So the Gemara is using that principle, even for a mitzius, not just for a halacha. But either way, that's the kasha. The kasha is, how could Rabbi Yehuda say it's mutter to do work on the 14th? Well, this Bryce says is mashmur that it's not mutter. So Amarava Begaloshanu, maybe this Bryce of Rabbi Yehuda is talking about in Galil, when he agrees that in Galil is also to do work on Erev Pesach. Okay, so fine, don't do it the day of the 14th, do it the night before. Do it the night of the 14th. So you still would have 3 days. So Rav Sheshi is going to be Shammai. No, he's talking within Beis Shammai. So therefore, Beis Shammai asks even the night. Or Rav Ashi Amar La'olam Kebeis Hillel. Really, it's like Beis Hillel. But meaning who allows at night, but still, it would be okay. Why? L'fishay Daka Shabbat Adam L'nachash B'Laila. People don't weed at night. Not that it's also to weed at night, but people don't weed at night. So therefore, that's what he's talking about, even within Beis Hillel. Ravina Amar La'olam B'Yehuda Uba Hashrasher. Ravina gives a third answer. Now really, forget Galil. He's talking about Yehuda, meaning he holds Me'ikar Adin that it's mutter to do work on the 13th. But still, it's not enough here if you would put it back in the ground on the 13th. To have 13th, 14th, and to have 14th, 15th, and 16th would not be good enough. Why? Chad mixas hayom kukulo amrinan, trey mixas hayom kukulo lo amrinan. You say one mixas hayom kukulo and not two. And maybe this is emphasizing, in this type of context, you would say one, and not two. Because we know, in halachos, you do say two mixes and pekulos. For example, Shiva. You come back, Rachman al-Aslan, from a cemetery on Wednesday afternoon, you sit for an hour, that's one mixes and pekulo. You get up, the seventh day in the morning, a second mixes and pekulo. So you see, for halachos, you do say two mixes and pekulos. So maybe that's the pshat of the Gemara, that regarding this type of application of mixes and pekulo, where it's applying it to a mitzius, not to a halacha, you would only say one mixes and pekulo, let's say the 14th or the 16th, but you're not going to use both. So that's why Behuda is even within his own shita that says it is Me'ikra Adin, it's mutter to do malacha on Erev Pesach. Okay, Tshwana Ha'ara, the Tzlach here has an important point, and that is, the Rabbi Yehuda says, if you do this, you have to daka put it in the makam tit, because you want it to be matered, you know, you can't put it in the makam yavish, because it's not going to be matered. Says Rabbi Yehuda, what's the big deal? You plant a lot of things that you know is not going to be mutter until next year Pesach. Now, why is it that you're so worried here? It says you shouldn't do it. He says, and he says, furthermore, he says, why does it say menachesh? Why doesn't it just say zorea? Just say planting. You should plant things on the 13th, not on the 14th. He has to go over the keys of a weeding, and you took it out by accident. So he says, beautiful, just to understand the pshat of the Gemara. He says, in a case where you're just planting a whole field on the 13th, so if you know a whole field's not going to be mutter, you're not going to come to eat it. The whole thing's not going to be mutter until next year, fine. But here, your whole field's going to be mutter. It was already in the ground. It's this one little sapling, this one little plant that you ripped out by mistake, and you're going to put back in. That's where you have to be worried. That's why Dafka, this case is given, because this is the case where you really have to be worried that you might come to eat it, even though it wasn't matured by the Chadash. You need that slach just to understand the Shad of the Gemara. Why does it give a case of nichush, weeding, and not just planting? Okay, next Mishnah. Rabbi Meir Omer, kol malacha shiyisko ba kodem al arbasar, gomra ba arbasar. Any malacha that you started before Erev Pesach, you could finish on Erev Pesach. Aval lo yasko ba betchila ba arbasar. And remember what we said the first day when we started the parak. We're not talking about the same type of malacha as Shabbos. We're talking about malacha similar to Chol HaMoed, which we'll talk about a little bit more in a couple minutes. But similar to any malacha that is extraneous to what you need to do that day. So says Rabbi Meir, any malacha, if you started already, you can finish it on the 14th. But you don't start something on the 14th, even though you'd be able to finish it on that one day. There are three craftsmen that are allowed to do malacha on Erev Pesach, until Chatzos. The Elohein, Hachayatin, Vahasaparim, Vahakovsin. And the Gemara will talk about each of these. Tailors, haircutters, barbers, and people who wash clothes, kovsin. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda amar af ratzon, and even people who fix shoes, or ratzon are people who make new shoes, not people who fix shoes. Even people who make new shoes, they're also allowed to do malacha on Erev Pesach. There's a major machlokas Rishonim. It's Rov Rishonim against the Rambam. How to understand this Mishnah. Rov Rishonim, Rashi here says that Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim are talking about even in a makom, shenagul lo lasos malacha. even in a place where the minhag is not to do malacha, still Rabbi Meir says you could finish a job that you started earlier. And there the Chachamim say that you could do these three types of prasmin. That is what Rashi says, that's what the Rosh says. Rav Rishonim interpret the Mishnah that way. The Rambam now has a different interpretation. The Mishnah is talking about a case even in a makam shenagu. Even in makam shenagu, lasos malacha is very limited. Makam shenagu, lasos malacha, still Rabbi Meir says you can't start a new job. Even in a makam shenagu, lasos malacha. And the Chachamim say, even in a makam shenagu, lasos malacha, only these three jobs. It doesn't mean a total allowance. That is a major machlokas, how to understand this Mishnah, is Rov Rishonim, Rashi, and the Rosh, etc., against the Rambam. Iboilahu, says the Gemara, how to understand the Mishnah. Three options. When the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Meir, has a chilek, that you're allowed to finish work, but not start new work. That's what Rabbi Meir holds. So what type of work is that talking about? Ibailu litzarach hamoed tznan avashalol litzarach hamoed afilun migmar namilo. Is the Mishnah talking about work that's needed for the yontif? But and that's where you have the chilek. But work that's not needed for the yontif, you can't even finish. One odilma, or option two shalol litzarach hamoed tznan. The Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah is discussing shalol litzarach hamoed, where you don't need it, and when you don't need it, you're even allowed to finish it. But if it's for the moed, you'd even be allowed to start. Old Dilmore, maybe there's no chiluk. So three options, what the Mishnah is talking about. So let's try to prove it. Tashma. The Bryce says you can't start any malach on the 14th, even a very small work, to make a little belt, to make a little svacha katana, makes a little hair net that to put in the hair. So my afilu, what is the afilu? Even these small items. Shouldn't we understand the afilu? Even these which are needed for the yantif, you can't start? Meaning, letzarech hamoed, michlal, and that would be mashma, the shalol letzarech migmar nami lo gamrinan, and that would be mashma, that shalol letzarech, you wouldn't be able just to finish, meaning option number one that we had. So the Gemara says, no, lo, don't be medayik devla, olam the shalol letzarech migmar nami gamrinan. Really, even shalol letzarech hamoed, you're allowed to finish, and that's included in the Mishnah. Umay afilu, what's the afilu in the Braisa? Afilu hani nami dezutri ninu. Even these are such small items. You might say that these small items, it's like a one-shot thing, you do it in a second. It doesn't take you so long. Their haskala is their gemar. So nischabuhu nami lachadchila. You might say that you can even start them. Lachadchila. Kamashwa, no, even though they're small, the halacha is, even letzarech hamoed, you're only allowed to finish jobs, you're not allowed to start jobs. No riot. Tashma, another try. Rabbi Meir Omer, kom lacha shi lasarach ha-moed. Any malacha that is for the moed, gomra bar basar, you could finish on the 14th. Emasai bezlan shehischol ba-kodem ha-basar, only if you started earlier. Avalo hischol ba-kodem ha-basar, lo yaschol ba-bar-basar. You're not allowed to start it on the 14th. Afilu tzil zakat, afilu svacha katana. So we're medayik again. Doesn't that mean, lasarach ha-moed ish, lo lasarach ha-moed lo, only the sarach ha-moed would be mutter, but shalol lasarach ha-moed, you would not be able even to finish. Sagmaris again says, no, Raya. Who I did that feel? Shalol lezarach nami gamrinon. No, even shalol lezarach hamoed, you would still be able to finish the work. What's the chiddush? That feel lezarach hamoed, migrei in eskulei lo. Now the chiddush, why it talks about letzarech, is to teach me that even letzarech, you don't have a blanket hefter. Even letzarech, you're only allowed to be gomer and not maskil. Tashma, a third try. Rabbi Meir Omer, kol malachah shi letzarech. So this one, we're not going to be able to get out of, because it's going to be beferish. Kol malachah shi letzarech hamoed, gomer bar basar. Any malacha for the moed, you finish on the 14th. V'she'eino letzarech hamoed asar. So it says a beferish. If it's not letzarech hamoed, it's asar even just to finish. V'osin malacha bar v'psach man chatzot malachim shenagu. Malachim shenagu in lo noagu lo. Only in a place where it was noeg. V'shma mina letzarech hamoed in, shlo letzarech hamoed lo. Shma mina. So we prove, like option number one that we had, and that is only Lutzarach HaMoed, you're allowed to finish. If it's Shalol Lutzarach HaMoed, you're not even allowed to finish. Period. The Chachamim Omer, the Chachamim in the Mishnah, said Shalosh Umanios. These three craftsmen are allowed to work on Erev Pesach. Why? Following. Tana HaChayatin. Why are tailors allowed to work on Erev Pesach? Shekein Hedyo Tofer Kedarko B'Cholosh HaMoed. Because you even see that certain types of sewing, of tailoring, is Mutar and Chol HaMoed. And we know, we'll talk about this a little bit, there's an Isser Malach on Chol HaMoed. Though many are not aware, or many are not knowing this, Chol HaMoed is really an Isser Malacha. The Gemara talks about a Mirul La'akum on Chol HaMoed. There's a major machlokas rishonim, three or four different shitas, what the isra of Cholamoid did. Is it a drabanan? Is it some drabanan, some daraisas? Is it the araisa, but masra akasa the chachamim? The chachamim have the power to interpret what's the araisa, what's the drabanan? Either way, there's an isra malach and Cholamoid. There are five heterim. There are five heterim of Melechas Cholamoid. Look at the first Mishnah Berurah in the last chelik of the chelik Vav. The first sif of Mishnah Berurah, that's the Hilchos Cholamoid is the beginning. So there he quotes the five heterim. Davar Ha'aved, something lost, Maisa Hedyot. If it's a regular person could do it, you don't need a craftsman. That's what this is talking about. Hefsin Maruba, Sarach HaMoed. You have to know how to apply all these. But there are heterim, which one has to study and learn about. But here the Gemara says, why are tailors allowed to do work on Erev Pesach? Because Rashi explains, Chol HaMoed is for sure more chomer than Erev Pesach. So whatever is allowed on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to do more on Erev Pesach. So you already see that you're allowed to be tofer maisa hedyot on Chol HaMoed. So if that's true, so it must be one level up. So a regular tofer maisa uman would allow to do his job on Erev Pesach. Because again, you know that Erev Pesach is more mako than Chol HaMoed. So if on Chol HaMoed you have this heter, it must be more mutter on Erev Pesach. And the same as for the others. Hasaparin v'hakofsin, the barbers and the people who wash the clothes, shekin abami v'didas hayam, v'yizim esu asurin, people who come from overseas or get out of jail on Chol HaMoed, have the heter, misaparin v'chavsin v'chol shamoed, the Mishnah says in Moed Katan. So you see there are heterim even on Chol HaMoed. If there are heterim even on Chol HaMoed, it must be, there's even more heterim even for other people on Erev Pesach. Rabbi Yossi says, even people who fix your shoes. Shekin oli regalim misaparin v'chavsin v'chol shamoed, because people who go to be old regel, they get their shoes fixed on Chol HaMoed. So therefore, so too, you can even go to getting new shoes on Erev Pesach. Those are our Ratzonin. But my Kamiflagi, why did the Tanakama hold of Ratzonin? Only Reb Yossi held of that. So my focus is, do you learn new shoes from fixing your shoes? Mar Sava lemeid them tchilas malacha misof malacha, umar Sava ein lemeid tchilas malacha misof malacha. Can you compare getting new shoes to going to the shoemaker and fixing your old shoes? Can you make that jump? Reb Yossi says yes, Tanakama says no. Okay, there's a major issue. We don't have time right now. The issue of malacha on Chol HaMoed, but hopefully at a point in the future, we can learn it together. But again, the different sheet is about the Araisa, the Rabbanan, or somewhere in the middle. And we had alluded to the concept of Davar Ha'aved when we had the issue of Chol HaMoed, which we'll come back to in a minute again. Says the Mishnah, Moshivin Sovach on the Tanagol and B'Yadalid, one is allowed to return a hen to its eggs on Erev Pesach. We don't assume that's Tircha Yaseira. We don't assume that's Malacha. That's not needed. You have to, it's not on the, on, I'm sorry, not return. You have to put him there in the first place. On Yudalad. V'tanagol shabarcha, and a chicken that ran away off its eggs that it's incubating. Machzirin ozalim koma. You're allowed to put it back via Mesa. And if it dies, you're even allowed to put a different chicken on top to keep the eggs warm. Egg. Didn't do. V'garfin mitachas ragli behema biyudalid. It's not considered an extra malacha. You're allowed to sweep the dung of the animals that was around their legs on the Erev Pesach. You're allowed to sweep it to the out, take it totally out of where they are. Ubemoed, a Chol HaMoed is a little more chamor. You can't do as much work. Misalkel l'tzadah, you're allowed to move it to the side. You're not allowed to take it out of where it is. Next in, Malichim Kalim Mavim Mibesa Uman Alabish Enam Lusar Chamoed. You're allowed to bring clothes and take clothes from the Besa Uman. Let's say you brought stuff to the tailor or to the dry cleaners. You're allowed to bring it to and from on Chol HaMoed, even though it's not Lusar Chamoed. We'll talk about that about the Shema a little later. Says the Gemara, getting back to the first din, it says you're allowed to put a chicken on the eggs on the 14th, and you're also allowed to return a chicken. Says the Gemara, Hashto Suvi Masvinon, Ahadurim Miboy, you're allowed to put the chicken there in the first place. So of course you're allowed to be machzirit. That takes less tircha. Amar Abaye Seifas on the Chol HaShemoed. You're right, the first two phrases are referring to two different times. You're allowed to put the chicken there in the first place on Erev Pesach, but you're not allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed. And on Chol HaMoed, all you're allowed to do is to return the chicken to its eggs. Again, Rashi explains because of Davar Ha'aved. This heter is based on Davar Ha'aved. You don't want to lose the eggs. They're going to have to be thrown out unless they're incubated, and therefore you're allowed to return the chicken there to save your eggs. Amar Afuna Loshan. When do you say you have the heter to return the chicken? Loshan El Tosh Loshayem Lamerda. Only if it's within 3 days of when it got off the eggs. Because then it hasn't lost its heat. It still wouldn't take so much effort to put the chicken back on the eggs. So therefore, you're allowed to do that because it's not so much tircha. And also, only the Achar Shlosha Lishivasa, only after it has sat on the eggs for 3 days already. The Pasta Law Be'ala Gamre. Because now, if you don't return this, the eggs are already warm enough that they're ruined. You're not going to be able to, you can either use the eggs to eat right away if they're not warmed up, but if they already started getting warmed, and the chick has already started to be formed inside, so then they're going to be ruined if you don't finish the process. So when do you say you're allowed to put the chicken back on top of the eggs, only if it's only within a couple days of when it got off, and also it has sat on there already for 3 days? But if it's already been 3 days since it went off, the parfla simmer mino, so it's already cold, and it's going to take a lot of effort to put the chicken back on. Or v'toch shloshli shivasa, it has not sat on there 3 days. And therefore, it's not such a davar ha'aved. The eggs aren't lost. Lo mahadrinan. So then, you're not allowed to put it back. It's considered extra malacha on chalamoy. Rav Ami says, no, even if it's only sat on it within 3 days, you're still allowed to be returned. What's the machlokes? Rashi explains that if the chicken sat on it for 1 day, most people wouldn't eat this. But a few people, you could find a few people, mefunakim, that would eat, not non-mefunakim, that would eat it, but you'd have to sell it to them for cheap. So you'd still lose money. So is that considered hefsid? Is that not davar ha'avid? But would we be matirit for such a small heter? So one Tana says yes, and one Tana says no. Would we be matirit? Garfin mitachas, you're allowed to sweep from under the animal to clean their places on cholamoed. Tana rabban and hazevel shebachatz misal. Can also listadin the zev of a dung in the courtyard. You can remove to the side. Sheberefes shebachatz mosinos ala ashba. In the courtyard, you can take it totally out to the garbage. Haguva kasha. What do you mean? Are you allowed just to move it or to remove it? Amar zevel shebachatz misal. Can also listadin. First, it says you're only allowed to do it to the side. B'hadat tani sheberefes shebachatz mosinos ala ashba. But then it says you can take it all the way out to the garbage dump. So Amar bailo kasha. Two answers. Kan be yudal. Kan bechol shemoed. Is it Erev Pesach? We said Erev Pesach has more heter, you can take it totally out. And Chol HaMoed, you only let it move it to the side. Rava Amar Or, second answer, Havachah B'chol Shamoed, V'hachi Kamar Or, they're both on Chol HaMoed, and this is the answer. Im Na'aseh Chatzer Kerefes, Mosina Sova Ashba. It's on about Chol HaMoed, but it depends how much there is. If there's so much there that your yard looks like a garbage dump, so then we'll allow you to move it in order to have some room in your place. Malichat Kalim, should we stop here? I think 5 minutes, maybe it's a fast day, so we'll stop here. Beshev, we'll start Beshev tomorrow. 7:15 is the daf. 7:15, Molichin, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to do tomorrow's, again, amazing topics regarding the six things that the Anshei Yericho did and that the Chizkiyah did, and that's 6:15, and then Shushan Purim, the daf is a few minutes later, because there's no Amun Beis, 6:20. We'll start 6:20 on Wednesday. I might not finish, we'll see how far we get in tomorrow's daf, we'll see how far we get. Anyway, but that's tomorrow, 7:15, and Wednesday at 6:20. Okay, and that'll take us through the parak. And then we start the fifth parak, which is 30 bot of kachim, of carbon pesach. Okay. Today's shiur was a zecher nishmas, Yisrael Menachem ben Yitzchak and Nachman Yeshua ben Moshe.